Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Steve, first of all, good to see you. It's been a while. Where the hell you been?
Bob, my dad never played Major League Baseball, but he did work at Browning Highway GM for a lot of years.
There
so
you
I
have, go.
Don't you have some local connections?
Thanks for coming in here. And, of course,
got
we got a lot to get to. And if you want to talk to Steve about the Orioles down on the farm and at the Major League level, feel free to get in at 410-583-1057. We'll get Steve's prediction for the Ravens and Lions as well, which is coming up Monday night at M&T Bank Stadium. But we were talking earlier, Nolan and myself, Clayton Kershaw is retiring, end of the season. 11-time All-Star, 3,000-plus strikeouts, 3 Cy Youngs, MVP, and he won't get 100% of the vote.
No one does. Ridiculous.
But explain, what's the rationale now other than, well, Willie Mays didn't get 100% of the vote, so why should Clayton Kershaw get 100% right. of the vote? And Mariano
but
Rivera.
Someone did, right? Rivera?
Was yeah, he? With okay. all due respect, he's a closer, for bleep's sake. No Ken Griffey, yeah. No Jeter, whether you love him or not. I mean, that guy's got Hall of Fame written all over him. I mean, just Mike Schmidt, the Orioles that are in the Hall of Fame. Why?
I don't know, Bob. I can't speak for the voters. And I've never had a Hall of Fame vote, although I'm getting close to the time, if I'm still in the BBWAA, which I am for this year and hopefully beyond, that maybe I'll have one in a year or two. I'm getting close to the time where you get a vote. But I've always thought if you're a Hall of Famer in 2005 and the voting comes up in 06 and you don't vote for the same guy you voted for last year, what changed? Now, the ballot does change. And so maybe he was your 10th guy out of 10 and someone came on that was better and knocked him off. I got that.
Okay.
But I think generally speaking, if and again, not having voted, I'm not speaking from experience here. But if you're a Hall of Famer 1 year, you should be probably the next, unless the exception I just stated. And so it almost now, Bob, in this social media age, I got to attract attention to myself. So if I don't vote for Cal Ripken Jr. and I'm the only one, wow, look at me. Although then they go into hiding because you're asked to make your vote public, but you don't have to make your vote public.
That's what Nolan said earlier.
Right.
He agrees with you 100%.
So just be front and center. Tell us who you voted for. I don't mind telling whoever they tell us not before it's made known not to talk about the MVO, but afterwards I will. And just be accountable for your vote. I mean, this is not brain surgery.
Right.
We could be wrong. Our opinion is potentially wrong, Bob, that we're over the next 2 hours that we will express. We're not going to go 100 for 100.
Speak for yourself, Steve Molesky. Anyway, not a Hall of Famer yet, but Max Fried last night on national TV down at Oriole Park, Camden Yards. 7, I mean, mixing his pitches, not a physically imposing guy, you know what I mean? And prime Kershaw had a little more pace on his fastball than Fried does. But 13 Ks, Orioles were mystified last night, and
yes. It
was a pretty, even though the Orioles got dominated, it was a pretty interesting and quite frankly, pretty impressive thing to watch from Max Fried.
Well, I like to watch good pitching. I don't like to watch when it's the Yankees over the Orioles,
right.
And it's their when it's the pitcher they bought. You know, that's always agitated Oriole fans over the years. I mean, heck, the Orioles got beat in a 5-game series 1 year because of the money guy. CC Sabathia beat him twice, and they lost 3-2 because of the big dollar pitcher. So this is not new for the Orioles and the Yankees, but that's telling the Orioles that if the Yankees will buy Max Fried and you don't buy Max Fried, he's going to beat you some nights. So there's the message. And Bob, you go back to the Oriole offense now. Last 13 games, 38 runs. And in those 13 games, they have struck out 139 times. Nine times, Ferris. That's 139. That's 10 per game. That's too many. So, I mean, the Oriole offense has had a disappointing year. I don't have to, that's not breaking news. And they're going to have to figure out something between here and there, there being opening day 2026, to get some of the young guys going. Kowser has regressed. Gunnar's not had the year he had last year. Westberg's been hurt a lot. So this young core is going to have to be a difference maker next year that they have not been collectively this year.
And we'll give Basayo and Beavers a pass, even though Beavers like, hey, I belong here. That sort of thing. And we know Basayo's upside is tremendous, and you've known him since they brought him into the organization. That's why he got his contract extension. But another guy, maybe no longer one of the air quotes young guys, Steve, is Ali Rutschman.
Right.
He might come up at the end of the season for whatever reason.
Not mentioned in my previous comment, but should have been.
Yeah, but this is a guy that was in an offensive decline in the second half of last season. And we all surmised it might have been more of an injury-related thing. He never admitted it. The Orioles certainly didn't say it. But he went from being the deserving starter for the American League All-Star team to a guy that was a below-average offensive player. And after a great spring, was that guy for the first half of the season. So where's the offense? And just when he started to percolate, he got hurt a couple of times.
Right.
But what about Adley? The offensive upside, is it still some, maybe not Cal Raleigh level, but
yeah.
Is he still that guy?
We don't know. He hasn't been for a while, right? So, I mean, it's leaving question marks. Ironically, his defense, which got some criticism last year, I think is better this year, but it's overshadowed by the lack of hitting and him being out of the lineup a lot here lately. So maybe they're going to get him into a few games here before it's over, which would be nice just to see him back. But, yeah, Bob, this young core has got to collectively take a major step forward or else the Orioles' ability to contend in 2026 is threatened again. I think, it's nice to sit here and say they have a lot of young talent, and they do, but if the young talent performs at a 5 instead of an 8 on a scale of 8 out of 10, you know, then, okay, they're just young guys who didn't perform well enough. So – I don't have the answer, but I don't know why this team for 2 years, most of the last 2 years before this year, was a pretty good offensive team until when it finally went bad late last year, it really hasn't reset itself at any point. We've seen flashes. They scored 8 runs the other night, but most of these last 13 games, Bob, 2, 3, 1, and they won a lot of them because they pitched so well.
Yeah, got a 0 last night. Steve Molesky's with us. If you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. 9 games left in the Orioles regular season. Trying to play spoilers here in the American League East. Didn't do it in Toronto. Didn't do it last night against New York, who they have 6 more times. Hey, Tampa's still kind of hoping they can do some things, and the Orioles will see them next week at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. But if you want to talk to Steve about why this season is where it is, last place, already eliminated from the postseason, get on in here. It's Featured Artist Friday. Bob Eddie, Steve Molesky, Nolan McGraw on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a three-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single-family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over a million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
Orioles tonight taking on the Yankees. Me, Steve, and Nolan will be at Pickles Pub. Our show starts at 6, getting you ready for the 7:05 first pitch. Orioles get shut out last night in game one of this four-game set. Let's get out to the phones. People want to talk. 410-583-1057 is the number. Fats Domino, featured artist Friday. Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, gentlemen. Happy Friday. How you doing?
All right, Ryan.
So I want to hear Steve's opinion on this, and I could have missed it if you've said it, so I apologize. But, you know, the big topic of this year is going to be the manager change coming. Either it stays Tony Mancino or they find somebody new. Either way, there's going to be a decision made. First, we got to find a GM, but just focusing on the manager. I don't think with this team that a manager change or Tony Mancino staying is going to make too much of a difference for this team. And I think that the story of the season is that we had two bad months, April and May, and injuries taken into consideration. I don't think that there's much that needs to be added to this team other than bullpen help and more consistency in the offense. And I think that that's not going to come with a manager change. That's going to come with Mike Elias in the front office finding some guys to fill in those pieces. The manager is going to make the lineup, but I don't think that there's going to be too much strategic playing. Gunner's going to play shortstop. Westberg's going to play third. Holiday's going to play second. We know that. There's nothing that needs to be drastically changed. We just need to stay healthy and not have two bad months because they've played great baseball the past, you know, 3 months.
Well, a manager for me is a tone setter rather than an impacts the game nightly. There are decisions they make that work or don't work, and usually they get the credit or the blame. That's the players who oftentimes make it work or not work. So the manager is like a tone setter. And I think Mancino has set a pretty good tone. He's respected in there. I think as he's gone on, I like his interviews because he's open and honest, and he can be critical without throwing someone under the bus. Hyde got good at that too. And yet no manager is going to call out his own team a lot. So if you're looking for that, you got the wrong era in Major League Baseball. That was when Earl Weaver was the skipper. So the Orioles have to decide because if they bring Tony Mancino back, then pretty much old staff, you assume, because there's great chemistry with the staff. And if they don't, then probably a whole new staff, you know, because right. This new guy's going to want. So there's some big decisions to be made. And I think who they bring in as GM is going to be a big decision. Is that going to be all Mike Elias's call or – and this will be interesting. Right. Will the ownership group have input or oversight, and not necessarily want just someone who's going to be a yes man to Mike, but someone who might go, well, this is how I would do it a little differently, and then they figure it out from there.
Are we still going to assume that even though Mike Elias has a new fancy title, which by the way the Orioles haven't even announced officially
right, they haven't.
Yet, that he's still, even if there's a new GM in place, that Michael Elias is still going to be the guy that picks the new manager, is going to be the point man for free agency and trades and everything.
Yes, because president of baseball operations is over the whole ball and wax. You know, the only people he's not over is ownership. So general manager would work under Michael Elias. That's how it works everywhere else in baseball. And I guess if you have a strong 1-2 punch, like some teams, then maybe the number one guy delegates some to the number two. But when push comes to shove and one person has to make a call, in Philadelphia, it's Dave Dombrowski. And in Baltimore, it would still be Mike Elias.
Let's get back to the phones. Go to Essex. It is Bert. Bert, thanks for holding. Your own Bob Haney, Steve Molesky, and Nolan McGraw.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Happy Friday to you.
Yeah, you too, Bert.
Bob, we have been talking Oriole baseball. I had a red beard back when I started talking to you, and it's all white now. So a lot of time has crossed under the bridge there. My problem, I think I have, is that you announced this. I don't see anything changing with Elias as far as duties, because he's president instead of, you know, even though they haven't publicly announced it, it's still, to me, it's like head scratching how this kind of leaked before they officially announced it. So I'm just fearful that it's about bringing back the same staff. Jim Hunter was on, about a month or so ago, and said that, you know, that there was some clashes between Freddie Gonzalez, and he disagreed with some things at the trade deadline and was let go. I don't think that Mancini has done a good job, but I think the biggest thing is he's kind of a yes man. So I don't think he's really saying too much, you know. And Cody Ashe, I mean, somewhere it's like you have to, somebody's got to be the scapegoat for this offense. And my last point is, people say, oh, well, look, good thing we didn't sign Santander, or good thing we didn't sign, Corbin Burns, because look what happened. But you can't foretell that. You can't have a crystal ball with that. I mean, we didn't sign a caliber pitcher of Corbin Burns' stature, and it hurt us not having a guy you could trot out there 4 or 5 games and pretty much knowing every way, you know, once a week or once every 5, 6 days that he was going to do what Max Fried had done for the Yankees. I know that, you know, that people say, oh, well, they bought players. Well, I mean, it's kind of, isn't that what you're supposed to do to add talent to your team?
If you have their revenue, it is. If you have the Tampa Bay or the Pittsburgh or the Milwaukee or the Cleveland or the Baltimore revenue, you can't. That's the disparity in the game. But it's been that way for decades, and it's not going to change because we wanted to. How many years have fans said, let's get a salary cap? That is not happening in Major League Baseball. If the owners try to do it, Bob, they'll shut down the game again, and that might be the one that finally buries it.
Now, in regards to the Orioles spending, David Rubenstein did say, after they extended Bisaccia, it's not like he signed for $700 million, but still they extended him with a very, very brief Major League career, that we have the money to hand out paychecks like this. And yep. Then, of course, you get into the Gunner and the Adley, and then eventually Jackson Holliday, Westberg, with the Scott Boris factor is very much in play with three of those guys. I mean, they can live maybe not the high rent where Peter Angelos had him when he first took over the team. They can live in a pretty upscale mid-market level, I would think.
I've always seen the Orioles as mid-market. That's just my opinion. I'm not going by data and numbers. And I've always thought, why not be 8th, 10th, 12th in payroll in baseball as opposed to 20th, 22nd, 24th? That's for me, I think that's a good area to shoot for, which means there's a reason for growth in this payroll. And Bob, they have to. I really think they have to. Whether it's trade or they have to get another frontline starting pitcher. So they go into next year with three. Not one, but three. And something can always go wrong, and three might be down to two. You don't know. So get more than you think you need. Andy McPhail used to always say, if you have 10 pitching prospects, you have four. If you think you have 15, you probably have six.
Right.
So same thing applies in rotation pitching. And it looks, you know, it looks like we're bumping guys out if they have Rogers and Bradish and a new signee and Dean Kramer's at the back of the rotation. Well, that's fine if Dean's at the back of the rotation. That just means it's strong. And it might be, you know, because, Bob, look at how well they have not hit for 2 weeks, and they have a winning record, I think, in those games because they pitched. What's the moral to that story?
Bob Hades, Steve Molesky, Rockabacco, MassinSports.com. Joining us next, we're going to hear from Nolan McGraw before we get to the top of the hour. When we have the American League East report and beyond, there is a massive series out in the AL West. We'll talk about that as well. If you want to get in, talk to Steve, you can at 410-583-1057 is the number. We'll get Steve's prediction for the Ravens and Lions coming up Monday Night Football. Last time Detroit came to town, they got run out of Baltimore. Can the Ravens duplicate that?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
Orioles tonight taking on the Yankees, game 2 of 4. Birds get whitewashed last night, national TV. Zevin Zip, Bob Hades, Steve Molesky joining us now to look at the final 9 games of the regular season. Trevor Rogers on the hill tonight from MassinSports.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He is Rockabacco. Rock, what's happening?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right. And caller, Bert, talk about Cody Ashey and, you know, maybe the job that he's not doing with the offense. But we look at the young players regressing in some cases offensively. I know injuries have had a lot to do with it. Speaking of that, they got rid of Brian Ebel, right, and brought in a new head trainer, and they're dropping like flies here in 2025. So because the law firm of Fuller and Borsholte was dismissed after last season. So the people that were brought in, the results have been a little worse than they were before. What do we make of this? Just happenstance or, you know, poor preparation here?
I think that proves the point that you can't blame a specific coach or athletic trainer or whatever on an issue because you change names and things don't get any better. It falls on the player. And I think Borsholte, actually, from what I heard, was offered a new contract, but he took the opportunity with the Twins. But nonetheless, I just don't think you can specifically blame a coach. Now, there are hitting philosophies that are passed along in this organization, and maybe that's something you revisit. But I feel like, it falls on the players. And I give Tony Mancelino credit that he's not just leaning on the injury excuse, and he certainly could do that. They've been devastating again this year, but he says, look, our young core has got to be better, and he cited the Blue Jays. You know, last season, guys weren't good. This season, those guys are good, and look where the Jays are. They're in first place. So, you know, it falls upon the Colton Cowsers
and Jackson Holliday at age 21. I mean, he's still maturing here. And Adley Rutschman and others to perform better and also, of course, to stay healthy. And that's, you know, Jordan Westberg, for example. It falls on those guys. And I don't know specifically where if you brought in a new coach, that was suddenly going to magically change. It's stuff these guys are going to have to work on off season, figure it out. You know, Gunnar Henderson has been better, maybe MVO, but we know he's not having the Gunnar season. He's not hitting home runs at the rate he was before. And Mancini said he thinks there's something with the swing he's going to have to unlock in the off season. It falls on the players. They've got to be better.
Interesting you mentioned MBO because in the press room yesterday before we interviewed Tony Mancino, there's a lot of media talk about that. And talking amongst our own little group there, Rock, it's clear that it's not a slam dunk for any one player. I think some people may have thought, myself included, Trevor Rogers was a really heavy favorite, but Gunner's going to get a lot of votes. It looks like it is that how you see it when we hear the voting in a few days? It's not going to be a runaway.
It's not. And I mean, I think it's going to be close. Cause I know, and you know, too, our informal polls just from talking that some people have already picked Gunnar first and some people have already picked Trevor Rogers first. It's got to come down to those two. If somebody else is first other than them, it's going to be somebody who's not around the team very much and just wasn't given this much thought. I'm going to look at it. And we've seen some weird ballots in the past. We've seen some really strange ones. I think Cesar, Valdez got one year when he was kind of closing. I mean, you just never know. But I think what we're obsessing more over is who's going to be third. And in the grand scheme, that really doesn't matter. They just announced the winner, but it's like also received votes. And that is like, you can't get anybody to agree on that one. You can make an argument for Jackson Holliday. We talked about how, oh, he's been so inconsistent and this and that. Meanwhile, Gunnar leads in pretty much every category. And the ones Jackson leads in home runs. Otherwise, it's all Gunnar, but Jackson's right behind him. He's second in like all of those categories, and he stayed off the injured list. You should throw a parade for anybody that's played this many games, and you're looking at the possibility of a Dean Kramer, Tomoyuki Sugano, you know, Jacob Calvin Meyer, the son, actually revealed his ballot today, and he said he took Dylan Beavers just because he's been like their best hitter, even though it's a limited sample size. And you're going to get some other votes as well, but I think it really does. It's Gunnar, if you look for more of a everyday player, the fact that, hey, he leads in just about every category. And it's not MVP of the league, it's MVO. It's the best guy on your team. Or it's going to be Trevor Rogers, who's been historically good. And real quick here, let me pass along, you know, stats always passes along these tidbits. His ERA, 1.43, is the lowest by any major league pitcher through his first 16 games of a season since Nolan Ryan at 81. It's the fourth lowest in a minimum 15 starts since 1920. Satchel Paige, Jacob deGrom, and Bob Gibson are the only ones ahead of him. Dwight Gooden's behind him in 1985. So it's a big enough sample size that Trevor Rogers might get some down-ballot votes for the Cy Young Award. So, of course, he's got to be considered for MVO.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, that's unprecedented stuff, not just for the Orioles, but Major League Baseball. And he's so overperformed what anyone thought. I mean, there were some fans didn't want to see the sight of the guy on the mound with a 7 ERA. That was in four starts. And you got to give the Orioles credit for that one, Rock. Not only the trade that's looking better, even with Stowers performing as well as he did, but the Orioles had a plan to, quote, fix Trevor Rogers, and it worked.
Yeah, and I mean, he was not, I'm sure, happy to get sent down after four starts. And imagine what he had to deal with knowing how fans felt about this trade. I mean, the guy isn't living in a bubble. He was hearing it and reading it and everything else. And then he's hurt when he reported to spring training. And yet he fought through all that. And now he'll miss. Best thing that happened to him was getting sent down and with a plan and working with the pitching instructors down there. His velocity ticked back up, just sharper pitches. Then he had to build confidence. And it was a big mental game, too, where he was like, I can't worry about one bad pitch or one bad inning or whatever. What's this is going to do to me if I get in a jam? He was basically psyching himself out at that point. Now he calmly gets himself out of it. The few jams he actually gets in, whole different pitcher. So as long as we're talking about, you know, coaches and instructors and this and that, the Orioles obviously did something right with Trevor Rogers. And at first it's kind of like, oh, is this kind of a fluke? How long is this going to last? But we're into like 17 starts or whatever. I think this is the real deal. And their season did turn around. The infamous Trevor Rogers game, May 24th in Boston. They've been a much better team since then which just goes to prove again, fellas, games count as much and matter as much in April as they do in September. When you dig that big early hole, you ain't getting out of it. It's plain and simple.
And to Trevor Rogers' credit, I give him credit for this. I interviewed him about a week ago. Should you be a contender for the Cy Young Award? And he said, absolutely not. Haven't pitched enough innings. It's not fair to the guys who pitch more innings. And clearly, even if he had the innings Scooble had, well, if he had the innings Scooble had, he might be contending for this. I don't know. But even he says with his great numbers, he should not win the Cy Young Award. But, Rock, let's talk about Jackson Holliday for a minute. Now, when I look at these young hitters, and we all know the young core collectively must do better next year, I'm giving a little bit of a grading on the curve to Jackson Holliday at 21. He's league average now with this hot streak. He's leading the team in homers. He got 17 steals, 68 runs, 21 doubles. Sure, could it be better? Yes. Defense getting better? Yes. Still struggles to the backhand side some. How do you grade this 21-year-old kid's season?
Basically what you said. Like, it's going to be – there's going to be some inconsistencies. I mean, there are those exceptions of guys who, you know, come out of the gate at whatever age and are superstars. But that's not real common. I mean, it's his first full major league season. And, you know, the numbers you mentioned, if he was batting seventh or eighth, we'd be like, wow, that's a good season. When you're leading off, it's like, that's not good enough. So suddenly it's kind of the debate of why is he batting first? And I think Mancelino kind of said something where he pictures him the next five seasons being the leadoff guy. I wouldn't be shocked if he wasn't the leadoff guy next year. And if it's somebody else right out the lineup, doesn't mean he can't do it. But again, those numbers atop the order don't look as impressive. It's just inconsistency. There are times where it's like, man, this guy's on a nice little run here. He was getting on base a lot. We were talking about it and writing about it not that long ago. Then he goes through that stretch where he struggles again. He does have the stolen bases. He's getting thrown out a lot too, though. So you're going to have to work on that maybe a little bit. But I just think it's way too soon to judge him. And again, I know it's fans, and it's great. You'd rather have passion than apathy. We talked about this yesterday. But there are people calling him a bust last year when he was 20 or whatever. So it's like, come on, tap the brakes a little bit. This guy was a 1-1 for a reason. He's a really special talent, but he's still developing. And maybe down the road, he's better off batting lower in the order, take some of that pressure off. And yes, if you look at the numbers, I know they don't have O'Hearn and Laureano and some others, but across the board, besides leading in home runs, he is runner up in like all these other categories. And that's, I think that says a lot maybe about the other players around him too, but I think you got to give the kid credit. It has not been a disaster of a season. It just tends to come across that way with the expectations raised so much.
Rockabacco, MassinSports.com. Rock, always appreciate your time here on The Fan. Enjoy the Yankee series over the weekend, and we'll catch up with you soon.
All right, great. Thanks, guys.
There's Rockabacco. Now, if somebody voted for Tyler O'Neill, would you take that ballot seriously?
No.
No? I'm just throwing it out there. We'll come back.
Bob, who's did you have Tyler O'Neill third on your ballot?
No, I did not.
MVO stands for Most Valuable O'Neill. He has to win.
Well, he might be in the top three there.
We'll come back, talk to Nolan McGraw. We got the American League East report coming up at 1 o'clock and beyond. We'll talk about the scores last night, look at the standings, and that big series coming up out west between the Mariners and the Astros. And this will be your
initial Friday show.
Yeah, this will be your first and last Friday coming down with me and Nolan and having a little fun, but it's going to be 85 degrees, I think. It might be right now. It's going to be a beautiful night downtown Baltimore. Granted, it's Yankees, so all those pinheads are here. You're agitating. Nolan, they were in full effect yesterday by the broadcast booth. Slackjaw staring at you with their Jeter with the name on the back of the jersey, which, you know, drives me insane, and I hate the Yankees, but I like to mess with them. And then they give me the
I'm the Baltimore Chris Russo.
Baltimore Chris Russo?
Yeah.
You gonna start screaming at him?
Yeah. What are you gonna do with that Gina foot? Take that off.
But come on down, say hi to me, Stephen Nolan. Show starts at 6. Don't come empty handed, not that we're encouraging any sort of free beer, but we'll take it. You know what I mean, Nolan?
You're not? You're always front and center with that.
No doubt.
Just a little hint, I guess.
Yeah, a little subtle. We're right by the crush bus. You can't miss
us. Let me give you a stat real quick.
Well, let's hear it.
Because I spent much too much time doing this yesterday. I went through some top prospects, Oriole prospects, first 27 games. Because Dylan Beavers was at the 27-game mark. Westberg, pretty good out of the box, right? 27-game OPS, 785. Gunner, pretty good out of the box. 828 Adley was a little slower. People forget. He went 20 games without a run batted in. Adley at 27 games, 681. Dylan Beavers, 893, topping all of them. Nearly as many walks as strikeouts, which none of them did that.
Yeah.
His plate discipline, I'm going to write about this on my Substack tomorrow, plug, is fantastic for this level of player. That is the message, Bob, to future young hitting prospects. The plate discipline is the biggest thing, and if you get the strike-walk ratio and you know your way around the strike zone, the other numbers, if you're talented, will follow suit.
Isn't that kind of an instinctive thing, too, having that eye? And I don't want to start throwing out Hall of Famers, comparing Dylan Beavers to them, but Rod Carew, Singleton, sweet swinging Kenny Singleton, comes to mind. And they would always get the benefit of Adley when he started to get some rep. Umps will give you the benefit of the doubt on a close call, too. But, and you mentioned it earlier, Steve, they're up there hacking away. I mean, 15 Ks last night. They've had a ton of strikeouts. He's got, like, it seems to me there's just this inherent, I don't know, instinctive, he thinks, because it's split second to do it, but he just seems to have this innate ability to recognize a ball and a strike.
Yeah. Well, here's two things that helped Dylan Beavers. And I had a long chat with him yesterday in the Oriole clubhouse. One is the ABS system in AAA, because that's the true strike zone, which it will be in the major leagues next year,
thank
by the
God.
Way. And that helped hone the eye of a good hitter like Beavers, because now you have the computer telling you you were right in taking that pitch. And the Orioles, Bob, with their swing decisions, teach their young hitters, don't swing at that pitch, even with two strikes, if it's not a strike. We'd rather you learn to take that pitch 2 inches off the zone. If in AAA they ring you up, so be it. You did the right thing by not swinging. Now, that'll anger some fans, but that put Beavers over the top, helped. And the second thing was, he says, I'm not afraid to hit with two strikes. Early in the count, if it's not the pitch I can drive, but it's a strike, I take it. And I'm not afraid to hit in a two-strike count, and Beaver's stats with two strikes show you he's right.
And the numbers speak for themselves, as Steve was reading them there. They're very impressive for a rookie, any rookie at that. But I think we know, you know, you mentioned the other guys there, Gunner, Adley, Westberg. There was a slump coming down the road, and there will be one for Beavers. There'll be one for Basayo as well. It's just the way baseball goes. But it's been such a pleasure to watch that different approach. Right. And to see him stand there in the box and not really look like a rookie. I mean, in some of these big moments, too. I mean, a couple of weeks ago when they were winning all these games in walk-off fashion and Beavers was the hero the one night, you know, just standing in the box there looked like he had been there a million times before, you know, that the stage wasn't too big for him. The lights weren't too bright. So, you know, to start next year, he might come out slow, but it doesn't discourage me from what he's going to be eventually. And as far as instincts or who he is, I mean, I'd imagine it was taught to him at some point in Little League, because look, for the way the game's played now, it is or has been a lot of three true outcomes, strikeout, walk, and home run. And these guys just swing for the fences. They don't care about striking out. That's a mentality that's been instilled in them since they were in Little League. And when they were coached up or told, hey, you want to make it to the majors, you want to make it to professional ball, you got to have power. You got to hit the long ball, and strikeouts are kind of secondary. It doesn't matter, but you can still teach the core fundamentals of the game, and it appears that Beavers was taught that as a kid.
And he is a role model in the Oriole farm for process over results. This is a that sabermetric type term we hear, but Bob, it can work. He's proof that while his double A stats weren't incredible last year, there were individual successes within that that led him to take the real leap this year at AAA. And it's been a 2 or 3 year improvement for Dylan Beavers, who's a very savvy player, who understood every step of the way, this process I'm going through may not yield results this week, but they will eventually.
Bob Haney, Steve Molesky, Nolan McGraw will come back. American League East report. We'll look at the scores from last night. We'll look at tonight's schedule. And we'll do the standings throughout all of Major League Baseball. We'll talk about what the Orioles might need from a new manager. And Steve Molesky and maybe Nolan as well will make a case for Tony Manzolino possibly being that guy. Will he be that guy? I don't know if it's a reality, but should he be that guy? What do you think, everybody, at 410-583-1057? And where does a big thumping masher in the middle of the lineup fit in for Mike Elias's to-do list this offseason?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.